David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 278, featuring some drunken hens and a sweaty pig. Fortunately, the unpunctual chatty taxi driver got to the station in time for me to catch the 9:11 train to Manchester Airport. What a cliffhanger that was, eh? I hope the anticipation didn't keep you awake all last night. I am writing today's dollop in a hotel bedroom in Portugal, where we are playing a festival. Obviously, I mean, the festival is in Portugal rather than taking place in a hotel bedroom, just in case you were a bit confused and misunderstood that sentence there. Having a festival in a hotel bedroom would be a ridiculously impractical idea. I'm sorry, it's far too hot to be funny. I'm sweating like a pig, although I've never actually observed a pig sweating. Which I want to make very clear, because I know there are some rumours going around. It was never proven in court, so just remember that. All right? Anyway, the basic point that I was trying to make was that we were in Portugal playing a folk festival. Tomorrow we are doing a Meet the Artists event, where people get to ask us questions. I wonder if anyone asks me how long I've been without eyes. The programmers have, for some reason, dropped the from our name. So rather than the event being called A Chance to Meet the Young'uns, it's advertised as A Chance to Meet Young'uns. Hopefully this hasn't led to any confusion and no one turns up expecting a paedophile's convention, only to end up having to try and think up a question about folk music in a desperate bid to blend in and not be outed as a paedophile. On a similar point, a few days ago, I was surprised to see, as it's always good when you're talking about paedophiles, and you go, on a similar point, and, you know, talking of paedophiles, most people go, oh, maybe you should move on now, dear. Not, you know, it could be worse than that, you know, you got away with that one, David, I think, you know, just a little joke about paedophilia there. Only went on for about 10, 20 seconds, you know, move on. Talking of paedophilia. On a similar point, a few days ago, I was surprised to see in my website stats that someone had clicked onto my website after they had done a search for young'uns sex. I wonder what they were hoping to find. Were they after pornography? Or were they hoping to find images or videos of me, Michael and Sean having sex with each other? If it was the latter, then they wouldn't have any luck googling that. No, they'd need to access the dark web to find our sex tapes. Or maybe they were wanting a sex video from the other young'uns, the Wedding Covers band from Canada. To avoid a situation like with our flight back from Canada, where my accordion got a massive crack in it, the organisers of the festival were kind enough to book seats for our instruments. Their kindness, however, didn't stretch to them booking seats for us as well, so we had to sit in the hold while our instruments lived it up in business class. Okay, well maybe I was wrong about the effects of heat on my comic abilities, given that I've managed to pull out such a top quality joke there. And it's 30 degrees Celsius. Check me out. The seats for our instruments, however, weren't next to our seats, and so we had to explain to some bemused passengers that they would have musical instruments sitting next to them, which caused much amusement amongst everyone, many of whom were drunk, despite the fact that it was only midday. Michael's guitar was sharing an aisle with some golfers, and my accordion had been given a seat on a row completely occupied by a hen party. So there were loads of drunken girls with an accordion in between them. They thought that this was hilarious and spent the entire journey making jokes about the accordion and then laughing uproariously. Hey, should we get a drink for the accordion? Hey, the accordion wants to come out on the town with us tonight. Hey, we'll have to get the accordion to the wedding. This would be met with shrieks of laughter from the girls. I'm not going to do shrieks of laughter. My throat isn't up to that. We've been doing school projects for the last 2 weeks, and my throat isn't ready for shrieks of laughter, but feel free to insert your own shriek of laughter now if you want to. I think we did someone a favour by sitting our instruments on the plane, as it meant that no one had to share an aisle with a load of loud and drunk girls. The golfers also joined in with the hen party's jokes, saying things like, hey, I wonder what the guitar's handicap is. The girls found this hilarious, and it wasn't long before the two groups began flirting, so our musical instruments might be responsible for causing a relationship to occur between one of the hen party girls and one of the golfers. Oh, and that's where it ends. It's quite an abrupt ending, isn't it?